Western Vance High School near Henderson is not your traditional high school. It's a second chance school for students who could not find success at their home school. That means they likely were not going to graduate. And in these times, that also means it would be extremely hard to find a job. In our series, Perils and Promise, Educating North Carolina's Rural Students, reporter Leonita Inge talks with students at Western Vance as they move closer to getting a diploma.
It's time for biology, and teacher Sheila Brockers-White has captured the attention of her class with a tray full of test tubes at each desk.
You have red food coloring, purple food coloring, green, clear, orange, blue, and yellow. So the first thing I want you to do is pick up the red, test tube with the red coloring in it.
Brockers-White warns students, everything in science is not always as it seems, but this time it is.
So in the first line, under smell, you're going to write strawberry, okay? You're going to write strawberry. Is anyone on green yet?
I am.
Okay, what does green smell like?
I don't know. like some green apples or something. Smell it.
Markel Cozart continues to take a whiff. So far, the 18-year-old hasn't guessed any of the scents correctly. Still, Brockers-White says Cozart is one of her best students.
He has an A in my class. He does all of his work. He's very attentive. In fact, he told me the other day that his favorite subject is science.
That's a real compliment. Cozart admits he was not this student a year ago while at Northern Vance High School.
Fighting, tearing stuff up. I had a bad attitude problem. I still got one, but it's not as bad as it used to be. I calmed down a lot.
Cozart says he's set to graduate in June. His plan is to go to the Air Force or attend the North Carolina Truck Driving Training School. Staff at Western Vance say Cozart and many students like him make an about face when they actually realize they can graduate from high school. And that means they have a better chance finding work and success. Mark Lawhorn is the assistant principal at Western Vance. He walks the halls and grounds outside this old brick schoolhouse all day long.
The best way to prevent things from happening is to be seen.
Lawhorn says he and his staff have been known to harass students into doing their best. And if that includes calling family members and friends or driving to a student's house to find them and bring them back to school, they'll do it.
And I remind them constantly, why are you here? And have them answer that question.
You gotta love these kids.
I do. I hope it shows and that you wouldn't have to ask that, but I do. It's...
One student Lawhorn has had to show a lot of love is 18-year-old Zuale Lopez.
Yeah, because I dropped out of school twice. Because I got pregnant, and then I got into this fight at Southern, and they kicked me out of that school. But I'm not a bad student, though.
Lopez says her grades are good. And after graduation in June, she says she wants to go back to school to become a firefighter. The Western Vance Alternative High School has graduated 578 students since it opened more than a decade ago. And for the last few years, the graduation rate has been 100%. Vance County Schools has had a new superintendent since August. Anthony Jackson comes from Nash Rocky Mount Public Schools and knows the obstacles facing rural school districts.
It's not poverty. It's not all of those other things. It's opportunity. It's experiences that change the dynamic.
The problem is, in counties like Vance, the opportunities aren't as vast as they used to be, especially if you don't graduate from high school. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.